I should have never fucking touched her. Growling to myself, I stumbled down the stairs and pushed through the grinding bodies. After picking up a random red Solo cup from a side table near the alcohol-stained white couch, I threw it back and let it burn the back of my throat. Even while I was drunk, her rejection still hurt like a fucking bitch. Why couldn't I keep my hands off her? Stay away from her. She was my best friend's little sister, who I had barely talked to in the 5 years I had known her. But God, she was beautiful. Fucking beautiful. And it pissed me off most days, because I could never fucking find the words to say to her. And the one night I had, she had kicked me out of her bedroom and told me that this never happened. I'd said Sandra's name just to piss her off, like she had me. But when her face dropped, I'd felt even more like an asshole.
Alec?
Sandra screeched, dragging her claws all over my chest.
Come dance.
When she wrapped her arms around my waist and drew me closer to her, I pushed her back. Get the fuck off me, Sandra, and stop telling people that we're dating. I growled, annoyed that she was such an insecure bitch that she had to lie. We're not. She dropped her hand and grazed it over the front of my jeans.
You don't want?
I said to get off me, I snapped, ripping myself away from her and storming toward the back door. I grabbed another drink from someone else. My vision was too blurry to see straight anymore.
Alec?
She cried, following after me.
We need to talk about what happened.
The fuck is she talking about? Us? Nothing had happened between us since Maddie and Spencer had broken the fuck up because I thought I finally had a chance at winning her heart. But I'd been pussying out on talking to her for the past year, and now I'd screwed up. I threw the beer back and grabbed another one from a shelf. Leave me alone, Sandra.
But
when she reached for me a third time, I twirled around. Don't make me say it one more time, I growled, and grabbed onto the wall to balance myself. My vision was suddenly spinning, a piercing pain shooting through my head.
Fine,
she said, crossing her arms and stomping through the crowd.
I hate you.
Good, I said, and turned back in the direction of the back door.
Hi, Alec,
another girl purred, wiggling her fingers at me.